Hello. Well, I've come down to Spitalfields Market in London's East End to the Connecticut Museum. And there's an exhibition on here at the moment called...
Soundwaves.
Kathy Chenoy, and I work at Connecticut. Been working here since, well, nearly since they opened, really. But I look after the venue hire and events, amongst other things. So, yes, this is one of the first interactive pieces.
This is called Contact Station, this particular piece by Michael Marquardt.
We're looking at five... they look like kind of wristbands you get in hospitals when they put sort of sensors onto you.
Exactly, they are wristbands,
and they're dangling from the ceiling on long springs.
Yeah, these are a particularly interactive piece whereby it only works if there are a number of people.
We just got interrupted by an R2-D2 like speaker on wheels.
That particular piece interacts with itself. We'll talk about that in a minute. Yes, these wristbands, they basically need a number of people for it to really work, because they're contact sensitive, and they pick up on sensitivities of skin.
Well, like the conductivity of your skin.
Exactly, yeah.
Like a lie detector.
Something like that. So it only works if the middle wristband is worn.
Right.
So if I put that one on, and you put on one of the others. So if I then touch your hand.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah? See, the pressure of my hand on you kind of determines this.
Conducting.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm going to touch you now. Just with one finger. Well, that's a good excuse to touch people as well.
Exactly. And if you put on one of the others, they have different noises.
See? Oh. That's very nice. I'm going to try and reduce my hair.
But you have to be touching my one.
Because you're in the middle. So we have to make all these connections. We're now in a tangle of curly wires.
Cacophony of
we can say alien rainforest. Alien rainforest after the rains. That's excellent.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's particularly great if you get a number of people in the gallery that don't know each other and they're on their own, and the only way that they can really interact with the piece is by kind of interacting with other people.
Probably because they're so taken up in the fantastic sounds that they're creating.
Yeah.
That they're grappling with each other.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a great piece as well. It's been very popular. So should we talk about the things that interrupted us?
Yes. These are large black and white cubes. They look a little bit like, have you ever seen the sort of sub bases you get through our home cinema systems? They look like big.
Yeah, and they're made of concrete.
Oh, they're made of concrete.
Yeah.
So you feel the weight.
They're really heavy.
That's really heavy. That's sort of big concrete cube on wheels on the floor. Oh, that's a weird sound.
Like a concrete poof.
A concrete poof, did you say?
Yeah.
You don't hear the word poof that often these days, do you? My mum uses that one. It always makes me laugh when I was young.
So this piece is by Julie Freeman, and this piece has been commissioned for the Soundwaves and Cybersonica.
Yeah.
And they basically work by interacting with each other, mm-hmm. Almost like people would. That is the idea. They're kind of a reflection on relationships. They actually have cameras in the top of them,
yes,
that can understand the relationship, the distance between them. So they know the space of this room, the distance from the ceiling, so they understand how far away they are from each other. And with that in mind, they then kind of create sounds through a sequencer. There's a mainframe computer just over there.
And the cubes communicate with the...
Yeah, they basically... There's different sequences or samples that they run through depending on how far away they are from each other. So if they're far away from each other, they might start shouting at each other across the room. And if they get too close, they sometimes start having an argument.
So they need their personal space, but they get lonely.
Yeah, okay, exactly right. And they also work by the white cube picking up sounds. So if you shout into the white cube, you'll hear what you shouted eventually in the black cube.
Okay, how long does it take to go through?
Maybe 10 seconds or so. You need to really shout into it.
Right into the top of the white cube. And then
shall I shout in it?
Okay, well I'm gonna stay with the black cube. And Kathy's gonna shout into the white cube. Hello, black cube.
I don't think it's fair. I don't think that you understand how I feel when I need you to be here and you just don't turn up.
Yes, I can. Okay. Fantastic. So, do they have names?
Do they have names? No, not people names.
So you haven't given them names yourself as gallery staff?
Not yet, but they can get quite beefy. They do swear quite a lot, which we have to watch out. They get too close. Family gallery. Should we go upstairs?
Yes.